Hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show so hot, it makes Love Island feel like Barney and Friends.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners square off to find out whose love life is the most tragic. Yeah. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she devours more men per year than all of the sharks off the coast of Florida. And that's why the boys call her Miami Annie.
Hey. I'm already a fan.
Hey, guys. Hey.
What's up,
Thanks
Annie?
For having me.
And in the other corner, her go-to drink order is a Long Island iced tea for her left hand and a 30-ounce glass of pure vodka for her right.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Meet Double Fistin' Kristen.
What's up, guys? Happy to be here.
Girl, I hope you're sober-ish right now.
For right now, yeah.
All right.
Not by the end of this segment, though. Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst date stories. The other one try and come back and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going back and forth for three rounds until we declare a winner. Let's get started with Miami Annie. Let's go.
So I went home with this guy once and found out that he had a strange little hobby of making figurines out of noodles.
What?
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Were they cool? Or
he actually made a couple figures and scenarios of us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's romantic.
Man, gosh. Oh.
Yeah, romantic, strange. We were like holding hands, and I don't know. I thought it was kind of offensive because he used like spaghetti to make him, and then I was just these big ravioli squares.
I thought you were his noodle muse, but apparently.
What the heck?
Double Fist and Kristen, you're up.
So my Tinder date planned a picnic date in the middle of this flower field.
That's cool.
Wow, okay. That's actually really great.
It was really, really pretty, except that he had such bad allergies the entire time. He could not stop sneezing.
Sneezing the entire day.
Itchy red eyes.
All of it. And I told him we should leave, but then he wanted to power through it, even though he did forget his allergy medicine.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
And so at the end, stuff was coming out of his nose, and he still tried to make out with me.
He thought maybe you wouldn't notice.
Yeah. His eyes are all puffed up. He's like, where are you? I want to kiss you.
All right, we're on to round two. Annie, throwing it back to you.
Yes, okay. So I went to an aquarium for a date with this guy. And we're walking through the exhibits. And then out of nowhere, he gets really excited and tells me he can speak whale.
Speak?
Whale.
Oh, no.
Whale. And I kind of laughed, thinking it was a joke.
Yeah.
But then for the next hour, I got to watch and listen to him get close and do a loud whale cry for every animal that was swimming in the tank.
Oh, wow. I like that he's multilingual.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is impressive.
But let's keep going. Kristen, can you counter?
So this guy I met, we went to this concert together. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he holds up a sign. And the whole crowd starts booing me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What?
Why?
I see them put this screen on with his sign saying, she just cheated on me, and it pointed to me.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are on a first date.
What
like, I don't get it. Why would he do that?
He texted me after saying, sorry, he just needed to meet the singer, and that was the only way.
Oh, so
it's like you were the cheater.
Yeah, I see.
Wow.
Got to respect the man for his game,
you
though.
You got free?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I'm sure the singer felt so bad for him and invited him backstage, and they're now in a loving relationship.
That's how Taylor Swift ended up with Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What a fun story.
This is their love story,
We're on to the third and final round. We need your best stories here, ladies. So, Annie, what have you got?
So one time I asked this date about his most recent past relationship, like how long they were together, gathering information.
Normal questions.
And he said he couldn't remember, which was weird. But instead of moving on, he decided it was a good idea to FaceTime his ex to ask her that question.
Oh, right.
Oh, I thought he genuinely couldn't remember. How did that go?
Well, she said 2 years. And then after that, he decided that it was a good idea to then turn the phone to me across the table so I could ask her anything I wanted.
How fun. What do you ask?
Yeah. I'm sure she gave a glowing review.
Yeah, right.
Well, by that time, I was pretty over it. So I asked if I should leave now or after dinner. And she said, leave now.
So. That was good, solid girl advice.
Yeah, I bet even he was like, yeah, you probably
You actually left?
Oh, I left. Yeah, right there.
Okay. Trust her, I guess.
I mean, if your ex on FaceTime tells you to do it.
Okay.
It's a red flag.
That means double fist and Kristen. This is your last shot.
So a guy told me that he had a date idea of something that I've never done before.
Okay, promising.
We met at a private airport.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
He sneaks me through these doors until we're walking out onto the tarmac. And I'm excited. I'm thinking we're getting on a private jet or something. And then he hands me a vest and some of those hand sticks and tells me his friend is landing soon and it'll be funny to direct his plane wrong.
Let's crash this Cessna into a building. It'll be hilarious.
God, all I was thinking is his friend has a private plane.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
You should date the friend.
Yeah, true.
All right, there was the final bell. That means the match is over. Judges, we have to score it. So, Alexis.
Ooh, I'm going to go Kristen for the allergy picnic.
All right, we got one for Kristen. Brooke?
No. Really, I can't get over the whale cries at the aquarium with Annie.
So, that's all tied up. Jose, you get the final choice.
Whale cries are the best. Annie, you win.
Congratulations. Yeah. Miami Annie, your dating life is so traumatic that our listeners are going to need therapy after this. Congratulations.
Yay. Incredible. Queen of the dating trauma.
That's right.
And apparently queen of the ocean as well.
Wear that crown proud, girl.
On behalf of everyone here at Brooke and Jeffrey, that means good job in Whale.
Ooh.
Text in 78592 if you want to appear in the next Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.